Could I ask a question about concentration and insight?
Mm-hmm.
And in the reading, you talked about deeper insight coming with concentration, but insight comes in different ways. I suppose, but I don't know if you have any insight into that.
Yes.
But I'm sure that you do. But what, I mean, the kind that comes with concentration and the kind that comes in other ways, I guess it's really...
one of the things that, you know, particularly just the necessity of, or you know, the efficaciousness of the mind is enhanced when it's settled, so that it's more settled, it's more clear, it's more steady. So then when one applies that to investigation, or when one just allows it to open from that place, then it tends to see things more clearly. And sometimes insight does come from different things, but oftentimes it's, say, predicated on that one's had some stillness already, everyone's had the mind has really sort of settled a bit for, and then at the actual particular time of an insight arising, oftentimes it might be engaged with something else, but it isn't so much the engagement that was the real causal factor, but the stillness that had sort of the mind was imbued with, or the clarity that the mind was imbued with.
And sometimes those shifts come later.
I mean, I think of, you know, one particular, I mean, one very powerful insight that I had was actually on a bus in the middle of Bangkok. So my, you know, the samadhi at that point wasn't particularly great, but it was a cumulative effect of the mind being quite still and then being in contact with things and then reflecting.